I'm Jenna Dooley with Illinois News. Expanding access to telemedicine could help bring specialty care to rural communities in Illinois. That's according to Nina Antonetti. She's executive director of telehealth at SIU Medicine in Springfield. She's also a member of the state's telehealth task force. It's charged with recommending regulatory changes to remove barriers to telehealth services in the state. The group is preparing a report for Governor Bruce Rauner with recommendations. Among them, steps the state should take to bring telepsychiatry and behavioral health services into K-12 schools.
Unfortunately, because of the restrictions in the Medicaid policies, the school is not a place where patients can receive services, and clinical psychologists and clinical social workers are not eligible practitioners.
Antonetti says a measure awaiting action from the governor removes those restrictions. But even then, she says the state's extremely low reimbursement rates will continue to be a barrier to finding providers willing to contract with Medicaid. Changing those rates would likely require additional legislation. In other news, Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke is calling for a new investigation into sex abuse in the Catholic Church. Brian Mackey reports it cannot be led by the church.
Burke is a lifelong Catholic who was part of the 2002 National Review Board for the Protection of Children and Young People. She says the ongoing revelations about sex abuse by priests, including last week's grand jury report in Pennsylvania, show it's time for government authorities to investigate, not the church.
If they had only done what we asked them to do, and what they asked us to do, was to find out how many offenders and how many victims there were, but they withheld. They withheld the information. It's obvious.
The number of Americans who identify as Catholic has been dropping in recent years, but Burke says she's more emboldened in her faith than ever. It's a different story, however, for her view of the men entrusted with the administration of her Catholic religion. Burke says they have failed us. I'm Brian Mackey.
The wife of former Tea Party Congressman Joe Walsh has been named to replace a former state lawmaker who resigned after being accused of sharing nude photos of an ex-girlfriend online. The Chicago Tribune reports Helene Miller Walsh was selected from a pool of about 20 contenders to replace former GOP state representative Nick Sauer. Walsh will appear on the November ballot against Democrat Mary Edley Allen. This is Illinois News on your NPR news station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Illinois House Higher Education Committee begins a series of hearings today on funding allocation for Southern Illinois University. The committee meets on the SIUC campus at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The hearing comes after months of discussion about how state monies are distributed between SIU Carbondale and SIU Edwardsville. A similar hearing is scheduled for tomorrow at SIUE. During the first half of 2018, there were more than 50 incidents of gunfire on school grounds across the country. With those numbers rising, the Illinois State Police are taking a proactive approach to protect students. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
The new school year has started for many students in the area. Parents and school buses are safely transporting students to school. Once they're at school, administrators have to keep students and themselves safe as well.
I don't think there's any more important investment in our schools and the safety of our students and our staff.
Benton High School Superintendent Aaron Maddox says they go over an annual safety plan and have training for staff with the police department.
We try to work with our local and our county and our state law enforcement to do everything we can to keep our students safe, you know, not only when they're coming and going from school, but throughout the school day.
Illinois State Police Trooper Joshua Hale says last school year, District 13 started a school safety initiative to have troopers do walkthrough of the schools to learn the layout and get to know the staff.
So we encourage them to not just be going to one specific school like a school resource officer, but actually stop and check in at all the schools and see see what concerns they might have, but also let us interact with the kids and, again, be that visual deterrent, hopefully, if someone were to want to cause harm.
That's WSIU's Benji Jeffords reporting. I'm Jennifer Fuller.